next condition that we're going to talk about is abdominal pain. So there are a lot of different reasons why a client might have abdominal pain. So the first thing that we need to do is we need to rule out any contraindications for that pain. So a contraindication would be anything that is an itis or in an acute inflammation or bacterial infection flare-up. So for example, we can work on clients who have Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome or colitis or even celiac disease, but we would not want to work on these clients during an acute flare-up. It's going to be too aggressive for their system. Chances are they're not coming to see you when they're in those kind of acute flare-ups, but we definitely don't want to treat the body until it settles down a little bit. The other concern that we need to look at when we're treating the abdomen is gallstones and kidney stones. So we have to be aware of the fact if the client is having a gallbladder attack, then we need to send them to emergency and they need to have an ultrasound to find out the size and the degree of the damage in their gallbladder or the size of the stones that are happening there. We also need to be very careful of appendicitis. So anything that is an ascites type condition. Another thing that students often ask me about are ovarian cysts. So again, if ovarian cysts are in a very painful state, so if they're in that bursting state, then we're not going to treat during that time. If this is a history situation where they have a history of cysts on their ovaries, then we certainly can treat that area, again, if it's within your scope of practice. When we are treating the abdomen, if we have ruled out these conditions and we're not in an acute flare-up, treating the abdomen must be done very gently. So when we're treating the abdomen, we're always using either a stationary cup directly over the area, if it's a pinpointed area of pain, or we're using very light moving suction. So we never want to put deep cups on the abdomen. The abdomen is a very vulnerable area of the body. We have very close access to the organs and we can have a very strong impact on the function of the organs that are in the abdomen. The other consideration that we have to look at is when we are treating the digestive system, we always want to travel in the direction of peristalsis. So that is a clockwise direction, right? Traveling in the same direction that the earth rotates. So we are following the direction of digestion in the body. So if we're treating the abdomen, many people like to first clear the descending colon before they circle around to treat the rest of the colon so that there is a clear passageway for anything, any debris that needs to be released from the body.